Boko Loco, B-O-K-O, space, Loco, L-O-C-O. The stealing of hundreds of girls from northern Nigerian families and schools in the name of God, for slavery no less, is the triumph of madness over reason. This, the latest acts of Boko Haram, a Hausa group that claims to be at war with Western education, is at war not with Westernism, but with fellow Hausas and Nigerians, and a war with Islam itself. There has always been a tenuous tension between Nigeria's various ethnicities and regions, but these conflicts have almost always been resolved short of war. It appears Boko Haram wishes to push across that line. These assaults on children to enslave them or sell them is particularly odious and has sparked international protest. This attack on education comes in the name of a man who so admired learning that a tradition quotes the Prophet Muhammad saying, "Science lights the road to paradise." Another quote called a hadith states, "The ink of a scholar is more holy than the blood of a martyr." And still another, "Take knowledge even from an unbeliever." But at its core lies an intense hatred of women and females. Although not well known, Muhammad was, for his time and place, quite the feminist. He loved women, and in one of his first acts, forbade the killing of baby girls, something common among the Arab tribes then. The first convert was his wife, Khadija, and women seeking freedom from an oppressive culture. This madness is a modern creation of greed, of ignorance, of misogyny. It is Boko Loco. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.